Good evening, y'all. This is Sharday's Thoughts. So I'm back at it again with episode 2. So we're going to talk about what I just seen tonight. Okay. So I was just scrolling away, minding my own business, the usual. And then I run into an article. And the article is about Donald Trump. So apparently Donald Trump and his wife, Melania, however the hell you say her name. Who knows? Who cares? They tested positive for COVID-19. So we're going to read the comments real quick because I wanted to know people's opinions. A lot of people are not believing it still, but, you know, that's just how it is. So one person has commented, it's fake news in my opinion. I don't believe he got it. I said for real. Another person has commented, fake. And then another person has commented, I believe it. One of his aides tested positive and he was in the same flight. He's being flown to the hospital now. I don't care who you are. I don't wish this on anyone, not even my worst enemy. Another person has commented, I believe it, if it was fake, that directly goes against everything he previously said, which would damage his campaign. And the fact that he is symptomatic and going to the hospital, shake my head. Another person's commented, if this is true, I feel bad and I pray for our president. I said, apparently it's real news, I guess. Another person has commented, distractions, all with the help of a helicopter. He gets tested every day. Like, how do you get tested every day and randomly get a positive? ... He's been negative every time. I say he's going into quarantine from BS. That's what he's doing. Then she commented, I just can't believe it. I do believe, though, that this helicopter on this quote-unquote live was a good job played out. I said, is there a video? And then another person has commented, my grandma got tested every day in her home and after 2 months tested positive. So then I tagged my friend and then she said karma and then she just did the shrugging emoji. I do believe that in a way it's probably a sign of Donald Trump getting his karma. I mean, I get that, yes, I'm supposed to be sympathetic. Other people are supposed to be sympathetic with him, you know, being tested for COVID and then he is positive and then Melania Trump is positive. Like, they're both just positive-ass people of COVID-19, okay? So with all of this being said, I feel like Donald Trump was pretty much being a bit of a hypocrite. And this is just me stating my opinion, not nobody else's. I feel like he's being a bit of a hypocrite because it's like, you literally shut down majority of our nation, okay? And you told us to wear face masks and you told us to do this, do that. And I will never forget how like all of this went down like way before my birthday. Okay, my birthday is March 15th. He didn't start doing all this shit until, I'm gonna say, I believe it was like January, because I know December was cool and all. And January, probably like the end of January or the middle, that's when stuff started going around about COVID. So a few people who, you know, had COVID, they have stated that, you know, like, oh, with the whole COVID-19, like before it was COVID, it was called a respiratory infection. So with Donald Trump, I felt like he wasn't taking it that serious. And now look at him and his wife. They're like getting flown to a hospital because they have COVID. It's just like he wanted people to be forced to like take a vaccine instead of himself taking the vaccine. Like he had like everything in order for everybody to wear a face mask. Like I will never forget how it started off in the beginning of the year. And now we're like towards the end of the year, technically, because it's October now. So with that being said, with the whole Donald Trump situation, it's like, I feel like you need to practice what you preach, because at the end of the day, it's like, how are you gonna be a leader to our country, but you want to sit there and you want to not social distance, first of all. Second of all, in the article, they claim that he was quarantined, but I don't feel like he was quarantined much, because you wouldn't be in this situation if you were quarantined. And another person, I guess, in the White House is tested positive for COVID-19. So I'm assuming that maybe that person brought the coronavirus into the White House, and then that's how him and his wife got COVID-19. And I'm pretty sure his kids got COVID-19 too, and all his staff. So with that being said, it's like, Donald Trump, like, you see what's going on, my dude. Like, you wanted to sit there and be selfish and not care about other people. Yes, you sent like $1,200 to people, you know, all of us, and there was supposed to be a second round, but like, where's our second round now, Donald? Where is it? Where's our fucking money, Donald? Okay, we don't got $1,200. And there was articles swarming around about the second stimulus check and yada yada yada, so and forth. Like, a lot of shit got locked down because of COVID. A lot of people are more depressed because of COVID. A lot of people are doing things out of the norm because of this COVID. And the lockdown was like for several months. Like, yes, states are opening up again. Yes, some states are opening up too soon. Yes, some states are opening up like later on. But it's just like, I don't get it. It's just like, why are you not practicing what you're preaching? Look at you now. You're in the same situation as other people who has caught COVID-19. And I feel like Donald should have had a vaccine sooner. I'm not, how do I say this? I'm not a election type person. I don't know what the name of it is. I don't talk about politics much. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's just with this whole COVID-19 going on, I feel like I wanted to talk about it because this is something that everybody's going through. It's not just 1, 2, 3 people. You're affecting millions of people, maybe more than a million. I don't know. Maybe a billion. I don't know how many people is in this world. Please somebody Google it and call in and let me know how many people is in this entire world, because that's how many people Donald Trump is affecting in the U.S. And a lot of shit was affected because of COVID. We had to wear face masks because Donald Trump said so. We had a social distance because Donald Trump said so. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people lost money. A lot of people were laid off. The unemployment field, like, everybody's getting unemployment. Like, everybody and their mama could basically do unemployment fraud just because this whole COVID-19 is going on. People could take advantage of this COVID-19, by the way, as well. So it's like, we're suffering so much to the point where Donald Trump did not give two shits at all. Because if he gave a shit, he would have had a vaccine already. It's already the end of the year. The end of the fucking year. We have, what, 3 months until January? And we still don't have a vaccine. Donald Trump is getting sick. His wife is getting sick now. It's just like, damn, like, the moment when elections is coming up, then all of a sudden you're sick, my guy. Like, are you serious? I honestly do not get it. And it's like, now I feel like since this actually happened to him and his wife, maybe he'll take stuff more seriously and maybe he would take more precautions on the vaccine. Like, yes, people are saying, oh, the vaccine's coming, it's coming. But at the same time, it's like, it should have been here way sooner, because I feel like if Obama was president again, my dude, we would not be going through this. Remember when the swine flu was out? How many people got the swine flu? Not a lot of people got the swine flu. But now with this whole COVID-19 thing, a lot of people are getting COVID. Like, a lot of people are missing out on a lot of things, like their birthday, anniversaries, rescheduling weddings, have to social distance, baby showers. Hell, I just had a baby June 21st. Did I get a baby shower? No, not really. My job was, you know, sweet enough to throw me like a little baby shower at my cubicle. But at the end of the day, it's like, outside of work, I really didn't have a baby shower. I remember I planned months for my baby shower and I was so excited because, you know, this is my first child. And when I got down to it, you know, that's when the outbreak got super bad. And then I was like, no, this might but just be Donald Trump trying to distract people before the elections or whatever manipulative thing he's trying to do. So I really didn't believe it until it got like super duper bad. Like, yes, I believed it at first, but then I started like not believing that it was too serious. Maybe it was just kind of like a flu going on, you know, because a lot of people wasn't taking it seriously at all. And now it's like, now that Donald has it, I feel like people who are not taking it seriously right now, it's like, maybe they're going to take it serious now because our president has COVID-19 along with his wife. I've been taking it seriously, and I just don't get how some people don't, just like Donald, because like, even with the whole hand sanitizer situation and like the toilet paper, it's like, people show their true colors in a way. It's like, literally like when it first happened, you basically had a bin for yourself. It was kind of like the fucking Hunger Games. You feel me? Like, you would go in the grocery stores in the beginning of COVID. There's barely any groceries for you and, like, your family to eat. People were fighting over toilet paper. People were taking baby wipes, baby food, just all that stuff. Like, even, like, the babies was, like, suffering because motherfuckers wanted to get all the freaking wipes in the world, talking about, oh, there's no more toilet paper. Like, damn, use paper towels and wet them. Like, leave the kids out of it. But, you know, it just shows that this society is very fucking selfish when it comes to surviving, because, like, it's not that hard to, like, share hand sanitizer, share toilet paper, you know? And it's just, like, I feel like it's Donald Trump's fault, because before this, all of this happened, not a lot of people were selfish. And now a lot of people were very selfish that we can't, how do I say this? We can't look past this in a way. Like, this is gonna make history. Like, 10 years from now, we're gonna be like, wow, remember when COVID-19 was like a big old thing? We didn't have a vaccine and everybody was dying. Like, people are literally dying from COVID-19. Did Donald Trump give a fuck? No, he didn't. Like, yes, he did his little speeches, whatever, but at the end of the day, like, I've noticed in one of his speeches is that, like, you know, people who were questioning him, they all had a mask on, and Donald did not have a mask on at all. He was barely wearing a mask. But then he's telling us, oh, you gotta wear a mask. Oh, you gotta social distance. Oh, basically fuck your job and fuck your way of making money. I'm gonna shut everything the fuck down. Like, the only stores that was open, because I was in San Diego at the time, the only stores that was open for like months was literally Walmart, Target, and the 99 cent store, the dollar store, and Smart and Final, and any other grocery store. That's the only thing that was open. Everything else was so affected from COVID-19 to the point where I'm pretty sure a lot of people are like struggling and like homeless from what's going on. Like, yes, the stimulus check was like $1,200. It lasted a minute for people who actually needed it. And then the people who didn't need it, like, you know, save it for a rainy day, because it came to everybody. But it's like, this situation should be an eye-opener for him, because a lot of people have suffered and a lot of people has died because of this. And now it's like, Donald, like, what's gonna happen next? Like, are you gonna get the vaccine sooner? Because if not, you're just gonna keep on getting the coronavirus. Like, you're just gonna keep getting COVID-19. Like, yes, you could quarantine, whatever, but it seems like older people get it, younger people, I really don't care the age, to be honest, because it's just like anybody could get the coronavirus. That the shit is really scary. I was pregnant as hell when it first out broke too, and I will never forget how I literally had to go back to work, my guy. Like, I literally had to go back to work, and I was just very afraid to get it. Like, not a lot of people were social distancing, and like, it was before everything was super duper duper serious. Like, we didn't have face masks at work for, you know, a month or so. There was barely any hand sanitizer for a couple months in stores. Like, I don't know. Like, I think the government is really trying to distract us in a way with this whole COVID-19. And I feel like maybe something was kind of like planned out in a way ahead of time. Like, oh, hey, let's distract them with COVID-19. We know it's serious, but they don't know it's serious. You feel me? That's how I feel how shit plays out in the government. Because look, all of a sudden, grocery stores are open, okay? There's a lot of groceries. There's toilet paper. There's shit that we need. Some hand sanitizers in certain stores. Well, I'm gonna say like every store. It's just, it's weird. Like, hand sanitizer doesn't even smell the same anymore, like at all. And it's just like, wow, like all of this because Donald Trump doesn't want to do anything and be selfish. And now look at him. He's just sick as a fucking dog in the hospital right now. Like, you know, like, my prayers go up to him and his family and stuff like that, because like, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Just like that person said on my post, she wouldn't wish that on anybody, not even their worst enemy. I wouldn't wish that on anybody as well, because if you wish that on somebody, yes, Donald Trump wasn't the best president, but if you wish anything on anybody ill, it's gonna fire back on you. It's gonna fire back big time. So, you know, I hope and I pray that he gets better. I hope everybody else in the world who got affected by COVID gets better. I hope everybody's finances get back up. I hope everything just goes back to normal as like it used to, because it's just not a lot of things are the same. You have to wear a face mask everywhere, and it's just like kind of like suffocating, because I will never forget how I was pregnant and freaking I had to wear a face mask. I couldn't barely breathe. I was like 8-9 months pregnant. Just a lot of things ruined it, and now I feel like maybe Donald Trump will come out with another Twitter post or whatever he does to announce things, but mostly he goes to Twitter. Maybe he'll say, hey, I'm sorry, America, for letting you guys down. I'm sorry for not taking it seriously, because now look at me. Look at me and my wife. Look at my family. We're going through the shit that other people who was going through this, it's just ridiculous. And I'm just so baffled right now, because it's just like, wow, like now you want to take it seriously? I feel like now you want to take it seriously. Now. And it's about to be the end of the year. I feel like the moment it happened, he should have took it more seriously, and he wouldn't even have COVID in the first place. Not a lot of people wouldn't have COVID in the first place, and everything would have been super normal and nothing would have happened like this. And I really, really hope and pray that the next president is better than him. And I feel like I hope that we don't go through this ever again, because this is just horrible. And yeah, it's just too much, guys. So that's what I wanted to rant about today. Donald Trump and his wife has COVID. And yes, Donald's 74 and his wife is 50. So yes, they're older. And maybe it's going to take them a minute to recover because they're older. But who knows? We'll see. I'll probably come out with another podcast tomorrow or next week. It all depends. I'm doing it every weekend since I have a lot of free time and the baby sleeps. So that's why I had time tonight to do my podcast. I'm also going to get a microphone, by the way. I know I said it in my last podcast, but I'm going to get a microphone and I'm going to take this podcast more in depth. I really am. I know I said that before, but I'm really speaking this into existence. I feel like I have a voice and I should be using it more often. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. So yeah, make sure to go and follow my social medias, which would be Sharday17, which will be my Instagram. My TikTok will be CharLovely95, as well as my YouTube, CharLovely95. And my Twitter will be CharLovely315, as well as this podcast, which is Sharday's Thoughts. So yeah, I hope you guys love this podcast. Make sure to let me know what you think about this segment, episode 2. And let me know what else you guys want to hear. I'll probably be back most likely tomorrow evening. So my plan is that I'm going to probably post every week, every weekend, not weekdays at all, because I'm just too busy on the weekdays being a mom and getting my stuff together in Florida. So yeah, I'm out of here, guys. And I will hope to see you guys tomorrow evening with another podcast segment. Bye, guys. Have a good evening.